Hey guys, welcome back. It is long overdue. We are doing the review on the Rings of Power Season 1. In my previous episodes, I covered episodes 1 and 2. I looked at the soundtrack. Now I want to look at the season as a whole and give you my thoughts on it, the good, the bad. And, we've had some time to let it simmer, to let all the thoughts and reviews from other people, just the overall feeling of the show. I know when shows come out, there's a lot of hype, so hopefully this will be good, just to be able to cover it, after all of the hype is gone. So when I look at art, whether it's music, shows, books, typically there's two things. There's the form. And then there's the content. So the form is, the construction, how it's made, the artistry behind it. And then the content is like, what's the, writing, like the story, the message. And we're gonna go over those things and talked about, what I enjoyed, what I didn't enjoy. Now, as the form for the overall show, I thought it was really well done. If I look at, let's just look at like the world building, I'd give it a high rating. I mean, just the atmosphere. I think it's a place that you want to go, you want to visit. You enjoy being there. I don't know if it's the same as, Lord of the Rings, but it's still, I think it's still location wise, and just the world building that they made was done pretty well. The visuals, I think, were also done excellently. But at the same time, sometimes when you try too hard, or maybe it just seemed a little bit overdone. The thing that's about visuals is, it made me think about there's a passage in Ecclesiastes 1 that talks about that the eye is never satisfied with seeing, and it just makes me think about how, we just constantly want to make this eye candy, for everyone, and we always want more. We're never satisfied. We want more and more. And anyway, I just thought that was just something to think about. And so, as beautiful as it was, sometimes I think part of the show was a little bit overdone. So those are my two cents. The music I really enjoyed when it initially came out. The downside, I think, of the music in the show was that I feel like you couldn't really hear it. I don't, whoever mixed it or put it in there, it just seemed, I don't know if it was the dialogue was too loud, or if just everything else the music was just too soft. And so, which is kind of a bummer, because I thought it was composed really well, and there's definitely some beautiful songs, and but just didn't feel like it came out in the show. Whereas like Lord of the Rings, for example, it's like you can, the themes really stand out, or just the music really comes in and plays a really important piece with the films. You think about Hobbiton and Rivendell, and you think about everything from Moria to Mount Doom. I mean, it's just, there's so many the songs that really shine forth in the films. But with the show, it's just a little bit lacking, which is a bummer. Costumes I thought were pretty great. The colors were really rich, lovely. The acting I thought was decent. However, now if we look at the believability of the show, I feel like that was kind of a not done very well. There was just something about the show that just you it was just hard to believe. Some shows you just get sucked in, and everything makes sense, and for some reason this show is just, I don't know if it was just the overdoneness of certain things, just the certain characters, or even like the Harfoots. There's just something about it that you just kind of hard to believe, or just didn't just don't feel like they conveyed just the overall message or content that you wanted to believe in. And so that's looking at the form, and then I'll look at the content. And I think this is where I don't think it was done very well. I think that the form, I think there was a lot of beauty, a lot of artistry woven into the show, but I think that's kind of the typical Hollywood movies, just modern media. I think that's made is just there's a lot of songs that maybe just they're really catchy, they're done really well, or maybe like there's a lot of shows that just high visual, impactful, sucks you in. But then when it comes to the message, people just do not know how to tell a good story. And so I think the message is really lacking. If we look at, just the writing of the show, it just, it's like you spend millions and millions of dollars on whether it's the costumes and the visuals and the world and, you got the music, you got just all the the graphics and stuff. It's like you put so much effort in there, but it's like where is that the actual meat of it? It's like it's in the writing and it's in the story. If you don't have a good story and everything else is just shiny and pretty, like okay, yeah, it's pretty to look at, but what's the point of the story then? And so I feel like the story was just, I think it was just lacking. The pacing of the show was okay. It wasn't like I was on the edge of my seat. It wasn't like a thriller, but I didn't expect it to be like a thriller. But was I looking forward to the next episode? Yes, but I think there were times where it's like, I don't know. So pacing was okay. The character building, I feel like it was that was lacking. There's just not many characters in there that you are really drawn to or really attracted to or just really admire, like their virtue, just what they stand for. And so I think they got a long ways to go when it comes to character building. Whereas like Lord of the Rings, you love the characters. I mean, you love multiple characters, when it's their personality, what they stand for, the virtue and wisdom of Gandalf, the courage and bravery of Aragorn, his honesty, his truth, his humility. You look at, even Faramir, his humility, his willingness to serve, his there's just so many characters, Sam's bravery, his willingness to help Frodo, and I feel like in this show it's just everybody, I don't know if it's just, I don't know if it's just kind of everybody's for themselves in some sense, but Galadriel was just, I get that she's different than where she's at in the Lord of the Rings and the Third Age. I get that. So I think it's okay that she's different, but man, I don't know. She has a character that it's just not, she's just, yeah. As far as the writing, like I said, the writing was lacking. However, there's one line in the show, and I think sometimes it's like this with books. There's one line that jumps out. There's one sentence, one paragraph that is just really powerful, really beautiful. And this one I believe was in the episode 6, and Bronwyn is talking to Theo. Almost like right before they're gonna have this big battle. I'll quote Bronwyn. She says, "In the end, the shadow is but a small and passing thing. There is light and high beauty forever beyond its reach. Find the light, and the shadow will not find you." And the way that they weave that in with the music and the emotion, I was like, this is, yes, this is a really good, really powerful, just a beautiful moment with her and her son, I believe. And just the I thought the line there was really good. Maybe some people think it's a little bit cheesy, but it actually reminds me of even Paul, you know, talking about his and the apostles when he's writing about, you know, this light and momentary affliction. You look at all the things that the apostle Paul went through, and it's like, you know, shipwrecked, beaten, stoned, you know, left for dead, you know, all these, yet he survived. And he was just saying, you know, this is a light and momentary affliction compared to the surpassing glory that's going to come, that's going to be revealed. And so that quote just kind of reminded me of that. And just, and even Jesus and John, you know, talks about, you know, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Or even in John 1, it says the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. So they probably weren't really trying to compare or bring some similarities to the scriptures, but hey, I definitely think there's some truth there. So now as far as the other lacking, so that was the one line in the show that was like, well done. As far as everything else, I mean, the Harfoots, I just, man, they were just hard to follow. They just seem, I don't know, there's things about them too that's just, you know, they leave people behind. You know, it's kind of like the survival of the fittest mentality. So they all kind of seem, I don't know, Darwinian or whatever, but, you know, there's, you just don't really like being there. They seem a little hokey. The one, you know, the one relationship that I feel like they did well in the show was, you know, between the, you know, just the friendship between Elrond and Durin. You know, it's like finally, it's like we have some characters that like actually have some more believability and you're able to relate with. And so I think out of anybody in the show or any relationship in the show, I would imagine that a lot of people are kind of looking forward to just seeing what happens with their relationship and how that what happens there. So yeah, overall message, not very good. Or at least I'd just say, I would say it's lacking. Hard to say, like, okay, like, and maybe this is really hard to do with a lot of films or stories. It's like, what's, you know, what's the one key message? Sometimes there's multiple messages, but I'd say maybe some of you are like, well, don't worry about the message. Don't, you know, why do you have to spiritualize everything? Well, it's because there's no place on earth where there's no neutral ground. And so, in the sense that like, we're all worshiping. We're either, you know, worshiping God or we're worshiping ourselves or something else. And so, and I think it's the same with, when you're given a message, it's like, well, you're gonna point to, you know, truth, goodness, and beauty, or are you gonna point to ugly? Like, are you gonna tell the truth or are you not gonna tell the truth? And that's going to reflect beliefs. And anyway, and I don't need to go too deep into that, but overall message, yeah, I, you know, I think about Tolkien. He makes goodness attractive, and I feel like the show probably, I'd say it's lacking in that area. Now, you know, do I still have hopes for the show? Yeah, kinda. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I want to be optimistic, but at the same time, I'm like, well, maybe it'll just be one of those. Yeah, it's fun to watch. You know, it's entertaining, but you know, but is it gonna be, you know, is how impactful is it gonna be? Is it gonna be, you know, life changing? Does it ask really good questions? Does it really make you admire truth, goodness, and beauty? Or is it just kind of mediocre? You know, is it just, you know, have it like, or is it just like a, hey, let's, you know, some candy or sitting down with some popcorn? Like, hey, I don't wanna, you know, have this all the time, but every now and then it's nice to have, sit down and have some popcorn, have some candy, So we will see. We will see what happens. Hopefully they improve the writing because it needs a lot of work. Yeah, I mean, I think the form they're doing all right, but like, man, put some money into writing. Like if you guys got the budget, like get some good writers. I mean, if you have five more seasons, I mean, you got time to take this thing where it needs to go. Not screw it up. So those are my thoughts. So things I like, things I don't like. I'll leave it with you guys. I'll leave it there. And feel free to let me know what you thought. If you disagree with me, agree with me. You can feel free to email me about the show or email me about any question. You can email me at ben@bennash.co.co. So, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you guys next time.